You're listening to the Voice of Reason. I'm Dr. Len Saputo. Francesco's on vacation. I shouldn't really call it a vacation. He's working in Poland, teaching classes there with his Qigong and other things that he does a lot of work on. And it's not easy for us to connect, so I'll be doing this show myself. You know, we've been working with People United for some time now, a month or two. And the reason that we started this is because we have to do something to get together, to coordinate the efforts of all the people in this country, rather than just individually take the position that we can't do anything because it's just one of us, it's just me. So many people have said that, what can I do? And so there are lots of organizations out there that are talking about what's wrong, and they're doing a great job of it, particularly on the internet, not so much in the mainstream news. In fact, you hardly ever hear the truth there. But for the major organizations out there that are dealing with this issue, it's about telling us what the problems are and that we should do something about it and that it's terrible. And we all agree it's terrible, but who's putting together a program that we're doing something about it? We're taking some kind of action. How can we have some kind of muscle to change how things are? That is the only thing that the corrupt people that are running this world now understand is power. But if we don't have power, they're just going to go on doing what they're doing. It's the most amazing thing to watch how they continue to say the same things over and over, even after they've been debunked. And we know that they're lies. And they still come out saying the same things. I mean, even the CDC and the FDA and VAERS, which is part of the CDC, and a lot of the mainstream shows that are coming onto Fox now, particularly with Tucker Carlson, are starting to tell the truth in a way where we're seeing what's happening, but it hasn't changed anything. The story is still the same thing. And there are so many people who believe it because they're scared. The propaganda, the censorship, the fear that comes from all that, and the threats that if you don't take the vaccine, you know, that COVID's going to kill you for sure. Take people who don't understand the science behind it, and they tell us lies that are changing lies. I mean, you look what Fauci has done to us to change his story, and to see him at his deposition say that he doesn't remember so many things 100 or 150 or 200 times is shocking to most people to hear that. But the fear that has been given to us, has been forced on us, on most people, because they've taken the vaccine. And there are problems with it, and we have to do something about stopping it. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, because in fact, that's a distraction to what's really going on. If you look at the World Economic Forum, what Klaus Schwab is doing, it's even more frightening than anything we've ever had that we face in humanity. This is an outright effort, and they've printed this in plain places to see. It's an outright effort to control the world and to control us and to put us under the influence of a few people who will be happy if we have nothing and will think we'll be happy. That's what they're telling us. I don't think that's what they're going to be like, but that's what's happening. And the things that they're doing are immoral, they're illegal, they're unconstitutional. They're taking us to places that we don't even want to hear about. So we have to stop listening to the things that are going to control us. Because basically, even look at the environmental things you're talking about. I mean, everybody wants to have a clean environment. It would be stupid not to. And we are stupid because we're not keeping it clean. But what they're really looking for is a carbon footprint. Makes sense. Why wouldn't you want to do a carbon footprint to see what you're doing? Then you have some kind of idea of how bad you're polluting the planet. Maybe you'd be more inspired to do something about it. But actually, what this is a power grab. Because what's happening is we're looking at digital currency. We're looking at digital passports. You're going to be looking at digital control of your carbon footprint. And when all three of those things happen at the same time, where's your control over yourself? Where's the whole process where you're taking control of how you make decisions and what you can do? Because if they turn off your digital currency because your carbon footprint's too big, or they tell you can't drive your car someplace that you want to drive to and restrict you to a certain area that you can be able to drive too. You're talking about control that's unbelievable. When you see the prices of things that are going with inflation, and how things are being imposed financially on we the people, it's a frightening thing to see happen. We have to do something to take a harder look at this. And if we've made the mistake, a lot of people know that they've made a mistake by, for example, taking the vaccine, or by thinking that we have an environmental crisis that if we don't do something about now, that we're going to, the whole planet's going to be a problem. Even though that's a concern because there is global warming, and I'm not discounting that. But the fact is that we can do very little about some of it, because this is caused by solar changes. I think this is something that happens every 10,000 years or so, but we still shouldn't be polluting the planet. Now, I'm going to change the story just a little bit here now of what we're talking about. People United is an organization that wants to take responsibility for doing something to change what we do in the world today, so that we can stop these people from the World Economic Forum and those related to it from causing the oppression that they're trying to cause on us. And one of the things that we're doing at People United is we're forming a website. We're trying to get information up there so we can have different silos where people with different ideas about different aspects of what's happening in the world today, politically, can have a voice. And our voice is what we promise, what People United promises you. Your voice will be as big as the number of people that join us. And we get to 20 or 30 or 40 million people, we'll have a voice and it'll make a difference. And one of the things that we're trying to do right now is find out what you want. So one of the things we are doing is passing out a survey, a questionnaire, a People United questionnaire to the people who are coming to our meetings on a regular basis. And I wanted to talk about a couple of those things so you can see what people are thinking. The first question we have is, do you believe that it's realistic for People United to represent the American people and reclaim control of the United States government? Well, we all know that that's a real problem. You know, even President Reagan talked about this a long time ago in the 80s. And he said the job of the government, okay, is to serve the people. The people are the ones that are in control because they elect the people they want to. And then the job of the people who are elected are to follow the desires of the people. And what kind of answers am I seeing from people? I'll read you one of them that I think is impressive. I think it's absolutely realistic to represent the American people and the people in the rest of the world for that matter. However, I doubt that People United can reclaim control of the United States government in its current form because its corruption is so deep and so systemic at all levels of government, federal, state, county, and city, would have to be returned to something representing the original Constitution. This person's right. These are things that are tough. And when I first got involved with starting People United, it occurred to me that this was a massive undertaking. And how could one person, a little doctor from Walnut Creek, who has some idea of what's happening and wants to stop it, start something that could actually have an effect that's worldwide? And I've become more and more convinced that as people see what we're trying to do, they're going to join us. Because what else can you do? If you roll over and you allow things to happen just the way they're happening, we're going to lose everything. When we have digital currency and digital platforms that control us, like with the carbon footprint, or for our health, or for like the World Health Organization is trying to do to us now by creating rules, this is the most unbelievable thing. They actually have the gall to have gotten 196 countries together, including the United States. And they are assuming that everybody is going to join and sign a contract with the World Health Organization to give them control about defining what a pandemic is, what the treatment should be, and to enforce it with troops if necessary. And Biden is probably going to sign this in March. And what will that do to us? It'd be the most unbelievable thing. They could take troops that are foreign troops, bring them to American soil, and we have a contract that allows them to do that if we sign it. It's unbelievable. There's a fellow named Jim Roguski, R-O-G-U-S-K-I, James Roguski. Google him. He's given us 100 reasons why we should do something to not sign that contract and get rid of the World Health Organization, basically. And I've listened to every one of the things he says. And if you Google him, that will come up, and you should listen to it. Everybody should. It's telling us what's really going on. So these are the kinds of things that we have to be dealing with now, that if we don't deal with now, it's going to be too late. So that was the first thing that this person brought up. The second question we asked is, as a citizen of the United States, do you have a voice today? The answers that are coming back are, well, not as an individual, because the current control structure is such that the citizenry cannot have any influence on the political process. He says, Samuel Clemens said it best, if voting would make any difference, it would be illegal. And in today's world, where we see so much of this happening, you know, even in the case of Brazil now, it was just in the news yesterday, there are thousands and thousands of people that went to their capital and protested in a violent way and said, we are not going to tolerate the corruption there is when we vote, because it's horrible. We can't get anybody that we want there. And these thousands of people stood firm, even though there were about 300 police there that had guns and were shooting at them. And the people continued to march anyway. The police left because they knew what would happen to them if they got caught. But that tells you something about what's happening in other countries, not just this country, when it comes to voting and elections. So that's something we want to pay attention to as well. A third one. Do our elected government officials represent the people who've elected? The answer to that was a flat no. Official governments, government officials should be listening to what we the people are saying. But who they're listening to is the people that control them. And you see the most unbelievable things in Washington, D.C. when people are voting. They come up with ideas that are bizarre. And they want us to follow all that. And they're not representing us. It's unbelievable when we see things that are that corrupt and happening like that. Another question that came up. Should our government be able to make obligatory health mandates for COVID-19? This was pretty uniform. Absolutely not. The original Constitution assures the right to corporal autonomy, which cannot be overruled by the U.S., and it's a statutory benefit that we're guaranteed. I would agree with that, and you would too. In fact, all of these things, I'm not going to go on and list anymore, because it's all saying the same thing. What it boils down to is that we have to come together and do something, and People United is one way to do that. But I haven't seen other organizations that have the primary principle of standing together and with strength in numbers, standing tall against the government and saying, no, we have to do this from a grassroots level. And when we do that, and we have the people on our side, the people awakening to what they need to do to be able to have an influence over what's being done to us, we can't be stopped, because there are thousands of people who are running all these terrible things that they're trying to impose on us, like with the World Economic Forum. And there are billions of us. That should never be a contest. And so if we get together and we say no, it would stop. But the way things are now, Pogo was right. We found the enemy, and they are us. So until we stand tall and we do something together, this is only going to continue, and the result is going to be a disaster. So be thinking about being a part of People United. It's not up on the website yet. Its website is not up yet. It should be up in the next few weeks, but be thinking about, what am I going to do as an individual? How am I going to have some kind of a voice that's collective that will change so that we have a fair country, just like it was designed to be in 1776? And if we do that, we'll do something that's amazing to save ourselves with all the things that are being that done to us. So be thinking about it, and we'll see you back next week. Take care.